If you're trying to gain muscle or you're trying to gain strength, you're probably going to want to be in some kind of calorie surplus. But how do you know if you're in a calorie surplus successfully over time? That's the purpose of today's episode. I'm going to be covering the four signs that you are in a calorie surplus. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach Your Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian. And as I said, we're talking about calorie surplus today. We're talking about the four signs you want to look for to see if potentially you are most likely in a calorie surplus. Now, if you're interested in more of like a calorie deficit, I did also do an episode on that. So just go and search it up. You'll be able to find it and have a look at that one as well. The four signs you're in a calorie deficit. But calorie surpluses are a different game altogether. There are some similarities and there are kind of polar opposite things that we can look at. But generally speaking, there are things that you specifically want to look at if you're trying to determine if you are eating above your maintenance calories. And let's like go just straight into it, okay? So the first one, the first sign that you are in a calorie surplus is quite simply your average weight is going to be trending upwards over time. See, when you're in a calorie surplus, you're going to gain weight. Now, whether you gain more muscle or more fat, that's going to be dependent on your strategy and the nutrition behind it. But overall, you will notice the weight is going up. But you also don't want to just look at weight in one point in time because that just gives you one point in time that you stepped on the scale. It's not really practical. It's not really, you know, it's not really effective to use that in your overall strategy. So what you want to do is you look at your average weight, let's say average weight over a week and average weight over the next week and so on and so forth. And then you look at the trend of where it's going. And if it's trending upwards, even ever so slightly, it's very likely you're then in a calorie surplus, provided there's no other external factors that are causing this, of course. But yeah, that's the number one thing you want to look at. Now, sign number two is that you're noticing that your energy and your strength levels in the gym and on the court or the field or whatever kind of sport you play, you're noticing that your strength and energy in those arenas is going up. Okay, you're noticing better strength levels. You're noticing increased energy. These things tell you that you are eating not only enough calories, aka maintenance calories, but that you're actually potentially increasing above that and eating more to therefore fuel yourself better. Because remember, yes, a lot of people are trying to get lean, but when you're in a deficit, you're technically not in the most optimal environment to be gaining strength and energy and performance. But when you're in a slight surplus, let's say, you are giving your body enough fuel, okay? You're just kind of just pushing it through. It's like a supercharged, you know? You're giving yourself more fuel, therefore it's giving yourself potential for more strength and for more energy, okay? Now, sign number three is your recovery speed is a lot quicker than usual, okay? So let's say that you used to recover at a normal pace and you might still feel a bit tired the next day or two, but then now all of a sudden, since you've been trying to increase your calories and eat in a surplus, you're noticing that recovery speed is a lot better than it was before. That's a good sign that you are now eating enough and fueling yourself enough and giving yourself the food that it needs to replenish and recover and repair itself in the best and most quickest way possible. So look at your recovery, look at the recovery speed, because that can give you good insight in terms of what your calories as a whole is doing. And then finally, number four, the fourth sign of you being in a calorie surplus is that you might actually find yourself struggling to eat because you're feeling full at times. Now, this is more of like a more negative one, I guess, compared to the other three that I shared. But if you're noticing yourself just kind of, oh yeah, my appetite's gone down and I'm kind of having to push for some meals, there's probably a good chance that you are in a calorie surplus now. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to constantly be in a state where you're eating so much that you're feeling full and you're feeling like crap and then all this sort of stuff and not enjoying food. There is a fine line there that you don't generally want to cross. I just want you to understand that if you notice this happening or just notice your hunger levels in general have dropped at a significant rate, it could be a good sign that you are now eating in a surplus, because technically speaking, a surplus is more than your body needs. and therefore it might be a bit of a struggle, especially if you're not a big eater or if you're a hard gainer. So just for a quick story, I was working with one of my friends a couple of years ago who was a naturally lean person, and he was trying to build muscle. And for him, we had to up his calories to build that muscle. But they got to a point where he was just felt like it was a bit of a chore to eat at times. Not all the time, but at times it felt like a bit of a chore because he's a hard gainer. He's not a big eater. And then that made the case that, yeah, he's very much in a calorie surplus, and he saw that progressive increase in muscle. Now, I guess the positive if you're in this situation is if you're a hard gainer and you're having to push through, you might notice that you're gaining muscle with a minimal amount of body fat increase, which is always what people ideally want. But even so, you don't want to push yourself all the time, but just keep an eye on it. If you notice you're pushing yourself for some meals or feeling a lot more full, that should be a better way to look at it. Feeling a lot more full, then could be a sign, a good sign, in fact, that you're eating now in a calorie surplus. So there you go. That's the four signs. Now, there are obviously other signs. This is not an exhaustive list. Like I've said with many times of these episodes, it's not always exhaustive, but these are the four common ones, the four big ones you want to look for. Okay, and I'll recap them now so that you know exactly what they are. Okay, so sign number one that you're in a calorie surplus is that you're noticing your average weight is trending upwards over time. Sign number two, you're noticing energy and strength levels are increasing. Whether you're in the gym, on the court, in the field, or just in general life to life, you're noticing improvements there. Number three is your recovery speed is a lot better than what it used to be. And finally, number four is you're potentially struggling to eat at times, or more specifically, you're just feeling a bit more full than usual and your hunger levels have dropped. So use these four signs, okay? Use these four signs to audit your nutrition and audit your current situation and determine if potentially you are in a calorie surplus. If I were to choose two to focus on, I'll be focusing on number one, 100%. The average weight trend is going to be the best thing to look at, and it's the thing that most people will look at. And then I'll also look at your strength and energy levels. You'll notice when you eat more, you can feel stronger, okay? You'll just notice that, okay? You can do more when you eat more. So those two would be my focuses, but the other two can still give a bit of insight, give you a bit of a thing to consider, and I hope it helps you out. Now, if you've got any questions regarding this, please reach out. Okay, just send me a message, send me an email. In the show notes below, you'll be able to see all the details. Or you can go to Instagram, The Climbing Dietitian, follow me there and send me a DM. I'm always active on there, so you can always reach me. And yeah, I hope this has helped you out. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated.